Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Tim Jimenez. Here's what's happening. Nearly 50,000 General Motors workers are on strike across the country today. Their walkout began at midnight, and we were at a distribution center in Langhorne where a dozen or so workers had signs that said UAW on strike, the UAW being the United Auto Workers. The union's looking for a new four-year contract, and officials say they're not on the same page with GM. They say the company's not going far enough in giving them a good raise, affordable health care, and a bigger slice of GM's profits. On the other hand, the company says their deal is fair and includes $8,000 for each worker who signs on the dotted line. An average hourly employee at GM makes $90,000 a year, not including benefits. Now, Purdue Pharma, the company that makes OxyContin, is filing for bankruptcy protection. But Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro is among 20 state attorneys general objecting to the bankruptcy. The company is also proposing a $12 billion deal to settle legal claims for the toll OxyContin has taken on communities and families across the country. Now, over the weekend, Shapiro called out the family who owns Purdue on MSNBC. He was saying the Sacklers have benefited about $10 billion from OxyContin alone.
Which, by the way, has the exact same chemical makeup as heroin. It has led directly to the heroin and fentanyl crisis that's claiming the lives of 12 Pennsylvanians each and every day.
Shapiro says Purdue's lawyers want the attorneys general to sign off on the family selling other companies they own to fund the settlement.
This is really a story about a bunch of greedy billionaires, and that is the Sackler family, the people that own Purdue, being unwilling to reach into their personal fortunes and pay for the damage that they've created here in Pennsylvania and across the country.
Shapiro says the bankruptcy filing will not stop lawsuits from him and his colleagues, and he will see the Sacklers in court. Now, investigators in Wildwood, New Jersey, are working to figure out why decks collapsed on Saturday, injuring more than 20 people, including children. KYW's Justin Udo spoke with Wildwood Mayor and Fire Battalion Chief Ernie Triano, Jr., who says he never saw anything like it.
A third floor collapsed onto a second floor, collapsed onto the first floor. Just pancaked straight down.
Triano says this weekend the shore town is playing host to the New Jersey Firemen's Convention. So when disaster struck, there were plenty of people ready to jump into action.
Before we got there, some of them were able to get there and help remove some of the deck off of some of the people that were caught.
Triano says the structure was an older building that was rehabbed about 15 years ago. Two people hurt in the collapse still remain in the hospital. Now, the Eagles fell to the Falcons last night, 24-20, in Atlanta. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, says lack of key players due to injuries contributed to this close loss.
Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson played only a few snaps, and they went out with injuries. They say that DeSean was a groin pull of some kind, and that Alshon Jeffrey had a calf pull. And also, Dallas Goedert, the other tight end, actually only had the warm-ups. He actually pulled a calf muscle in the warm-up.
In order to beat Detroit next week, Reese says the Birds will have to improve their running game, know how to defend against the deep pass, and most importantly, get off to a quick start.
You can't live and win consistently by always having to come from behind. Eventually, as was the case last night, they just fell short.
Eagles will be back home next Sunday. Kickoff is 1 o'clock against the Lions. That's the All Local. I'm Tim Jimenez. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.